This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There's word this week from China that lots of new infrastructure spending could be in the works on everything from railroads to healthcare. The Chinese government is trying desperately to kickstart the economy there. It's been slowing down for almost 2 years. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
There's been a lot of talk in Beijing, but no action. So far, China's government's taking the stance that no stimulus may be the best stimulus.
The leadership transition is coming up sometime in the fall. Any kind of stimulus takes a fair amount of time to kick in. If the party leadership felt that a hard landing was on the horizon, I think they would have already reacted.
Andy Rothman is a Shanghai-based economist. He's confident China's plan to maintain public infrastructure funding and to relax restrictions on the housing market will soon increase growth. But that doesn't mean China will return to its glory days.
The decade of double-digit annual GDP growth is gone, and it ain't coming back. And we're also, in particular, looking at a lot slower construction activity.
Not to mention tough times for anyone exporting to the EU or the U.S. Still, says Rothman, as home sales pick up again in China, so too will consumption of U.S. brand cars, phones, and clothes. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.